Thanks for joining us. Fox and his friends are not experts. Take these opinions as you will. Perhaps it is satire, perhaps not. I'll tell you this, the military-industrial complex doesn't care about us. We need to stop sending our children to war, to die for bankers and corporations. The medical-industrial complex want to keep us sick and weak, stop taking their poison. The education system is merely an indoctrination program designed to produce obedient workers. The media is a propaganda machine pushing an agenda coordinated by a few men who own every channel and network. Enjoy the show. You are listening to The Conspiracy Soldiers.
All right, what's up, ladies and germs? Welcome back to the show. What's up, Julio?
What up, Fox? What's up, everybody?
7 o'clock in the morning here. February 22nd, 2025. It's not the middle of the night this time.
Rise and shine.
The sun's coming out. I mean, it's not sunny, but...
Yeah, I know. I literally just looked up the window.
I know, that's why I said that. Nah, I don't think it's going to be sunny today. It is supposed to be in the 40s next week, though.
Oh, wow.
Because my back deck where I take the dog out, it's icy as fuck from those freezing rain. And I tried to shovel it, you know. But I almost broke my fucking neck a couple times. And yeah. I don't want to put salt on it because it's bad for the wood. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's how my front steps are. They're like I try to shovel them, but it was just straight up ice. Like,
right.
It was just like a little bit of like dusting that I could do, but
yeah.
At least they were a little bit safer.
Now out front, I'll put salt because that's concrete, but in back steps, I've seen before people that put salt on their deck and shit, and it starts eating away at the wood and ruining it and shit. Like when I painted my grandparents' deck and their steps were all fucked up, I'm like, what the hell's wrong here? And we put salt on it in the wintertime. So what's going on?
Nothing. I like your hat. It's a nice hat. You got good taste.
Yeah, Julio got his hat. Gave it to him, what, Monday?
Yeah.
Man, my wife's been sick all week. She worked Monday, came home and slept from 5 o'clock, basically for the next 2 days.
Damn.
And she called off every day this week, except for Monday.
Wow. Is everything okay with her?
Yeah, she went to urgent care yesterday. They're saying sinusitis and bronchitis. I thought it was... She had the first couple of days she was running a high fever. And then she thought she was better. And then she started getting sick to her stomach. I think hopefully she took some medicine they gave her yesterday. Hopefully she'll be all right when she wakes up.
Yeah, I actually recently had an experience. You know, we always talk about like Ozempic.
Yeah.
And those kind of drugs. So my wife actually got put on Ozempic.
Oh, man.
And dude, it's fucked her up.
Like
her
what?
Stomach, like her intestinal issues are just flaring up. Like if you already have like intestinal issues and you start taking that, like it just compounds everything.
What's the reason they put her on that?
Diabetes, health reasons. It wasn't a vanity thing.
Right.
But
the way they push that shit.
Yeah, dude.
There's other alternatives.
Yeah, and I think that's where RFK kind of comes into play, RFK Jr. You know, like better food, eating better, making better choices health-wise. All those things are better ideals than or alternatives than taking a pill or an injection.
Yeah, they're already cracking down on them food dyes and stuff. Like, some states are doing it on their own because they know it's coming.
Yeah.
But with that program, though, I think it gives them like maybe 5 years to get it out of the system. You know what I mean? Like these companies that are already making it.
Yeah. So, that Red 40. Honestly, yeah. if you walk, well, I'm not going to talk about your cupboard, but if you walk to my cupboard, like right now, I can see like Fruit Loops, that has Red 40, Nerds, Nerd Candy, that has Red 40, these little Debbie strawberry snacks, strawberry shortcakes have Red 40, even the ravioli, Chef Boyardee ravioli. Has Red Dye 40.
Yeah, what the, is the purpose of that, man? Why?
Yeah. I mean, I thought tomato paste or tomato base was already, you know, kind of like red.
It's like with meat. they put artificial dye in meat to make it look red. Because, like, if you kill a deer and butcher it and stuff, the meat turns kind of gray, right? Like, within a couple days. And you don't see that at the grocery store. I think they put that dye in that meat too.
Yeah, they want it to look fresher than fresh, as Kroger would say.
Right.
Fresh for everyone. No, they do the same thing with salmon. You know, like it's not normally like that color. I had a friend of mine, one of my best friends, he worked in Alaska during his college years. And, dude, this guy would send me, like, 30 pounds of salmon or, like, crab legs, like, every couple months. Because he was working up in Alaska, like, at a processing plant. No, on a processing ship. So people would charter this boat, take them fishing from this resort. And then he would process what the people would catch. And then they would give him like a certain percentage or something like that. So this guy would send me like all this salmon. And I noticed that like it didn't look the same as the one at the store. And I asked him why. And he's like, because this came straight from the ocean and straight to your table. It didn't go to like, you know, like a staging facility, like a supermarket.
Right.
Yeah.
Ow. We didn't have Bible study this week. I don't know if it's because of my wife being sick or what, but you know, it's her friend that runs it. So
you scared her off.
I don't know, man. We're doing Acts 1-5 next Friday. We got to read that this week. That's basically, from what I can remember, it's basically about the disciples after Jesus went back up. So they started doing miracles and stuff. So I don't know. It's not fresh in my mind. So we'll talk about it next week and talk about what went on at Bible study. So did you see the clip where Elon and his son were at the White House?
Yeah.
I know you love Elon, but I get like a, first of all, his son's name is X, just like all his businesses, which is weird.
XA12.
What is that? What's his full name?
Something like that. Oh, but geez. He's named after after an airplane.
Okay.
The predecessor to the SR-71 Blackbird, the A12. It was developed for the CIA.
Wow. Imagine that.
Yeah.
That kid.
Yeah, I know, right? All right. I just said that and I'm like, wait, what?
That kid, I get a Damien vibe from that kid.
Yeah, he does look special.
No, not the way he looks, the way he acts. Did you hear him? Well, first of all, he was digging in his nose and wiped it on Trump's desk. Did you see that?
No. On the executive desk?
Yeah. Rumor has it that Trump had the desk removed and had a different one brought in. But the kid, All right, so Elon was talking, and the kid was captured on camera, like, talking to Trump, and he's like, I want you to shush. I want you to shush. And he wasn't even saying anything. And he also told him, you're not the real president. Right? I mean, it's kind of weird because it's such a small kid. He had to have heard that somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that is weird.
And the more I think about those two, man, like, everything in the headlines is Elon, right? Not really Trump. And you know Trump's got a big ego. Those two are going to wind up, they're going to butt heads soon, I think. I'm just saying, that's the way I see it.
Yeah, I can see that now that you mention it like that. Yeah, I can definitely see that.
Yeah, because everything is like about Elon, and I mean, what's his title? I don't even know Doge. That's a new thing. Yeah. So I mean, you don't really know where he sits in the cabinet. You know what I mean? Because it's a new thing.
It's not even a paid position or anything. So who does he report to?
He would report to Trump, I would think, but they act like Trump reports to him, and he's not going to like that.
Did you see Elon with Miliel?
No.
With the chainsaw?
Oh, yeah, I did see something about that.
Yeah.
That's theatrics.
Yeah. I still don't know how I feel about Miliel.
Right.
I mean, he got shit done down there in Argentina, but I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe they got some of these ideas from him because he fired a shitload of feds down there.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Speaking of feds, I mean, this isn't a new thing, but, you know, they've already gotten rid of a shitload, but they're doing this deal where any Fed can take a buyout and get 8 months of pay. And if they step down. So they're just trying to clean house. Hmm. That's not a great deal of money. I mean, they do the same type of deal at the UAW when they're trying to, you know, some of the older people have better pensions and shit, and they'll offer like maybe like $80,000 or something like that, and they'll take the buyout and you only got to work there 30 years to retire. They'll take that and go work somewhere else. I know a lot of guys at my old job. They were from GM, but they were paying. Paying their ex-wife half of their shit, so they had to go work somewhere else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That sucks, man. Take half your shit.
Yeah, that does suck. But yeah, I lived, I think it was before the pandemic. Like, I remember when GM was going through their shit, like, they bought out, like, all of the senior employees. You know, like, offered them some sort of deal like this.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they just started cutting people left and right. It was kind of wild.
It's like a commercial. Slashing prices. Crazy Eddie is slashing prices. I'm slashing jobs. Have you heard about Wes Huff and Billy Carson?
No, the debate?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
what?
Did you watch it?
I saw some of the commentary on it.
It's a really long. I mean, I'm going to try to find a short one. He fucking mopped his ass, though. You know, I've, every time we play in the past, we've played a lot of Billy Carson clips because I used to.
Dude, we were talking a couple episodes, like I'm gonna say like maybe 10 episodes ago, about how we felt something was off about Billy Carson.
Yeah, he's demonic. Like
he was doing those trips to like Egypt, you know, and taking people on tours of the pyramids.
His job, basically his career, is convincing people that God isn't real, and he's always talking about aliens and the Anunnaki, where human beings are slaves for the Anunnaki and shit like that. I've always said he's a dark character.
Not just because he's black, but...
Oh, hey, you went there, not me. You know what I meant.
Hey, why are black people so tall?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
Now, I this sounds familiar. You keep telling the same jokes or what?
That they're Negroes.
Oh, yeah. I get it. All right. I'm going to share this. It's like a 4-minute clip. It's not the debate. I think it's Wes Huff explaining it. All right. But I watched it last night, but I couldn't really. It's so long, you can't really find good clips of it. You know what I mean?
But just regular people.
Okay, let me start it over.
Been crazy lately. My Christmas break had a little bit of Christmas and absolutely no break. But I do want to hop on here and just say something quickly. Since the Billy Carson thing, I have received, and I kid you not, hundreds of debate challenges from all over the map. Billy Carson followers, atheists, Muslims, agnostics, Mormons, even other Christians who think that I'm translating the Bible wrong or using a Bible translation they don't like. Everyone, from just regular people who think I'm wrong to other people in related fields with PhDs themselves. So let me just quickly say something here. I don't consider myself a debater. I'm not looking to become a professional debater. Have I done formal debates in the past? Yes. Will I do them in the future? Probably. But I am not obligated to agree to every debate challenge that comes across my desk, especially right now amidst the craziness that's currently taking place in my life. And I'm not running scared of you because I say no to your debate offer. My schedule right through 2025 was full last summer. I had told my wife I was going to do no more traveling or speaking.
That's not what I thought it was.
Yeah, it's not. Actually, I thought he was gay, so I was surprised to hear he had a wife.
He does come off like a flamer. I mean, he's a cool guy, but he does give that vibe. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I played a shitty clip. But, so, did I already mention that Billy Carson is trying to sue him? He sued the guy whose podcast he was on when they talked. I mean, he must have ruined his fucking career because
he did, dude. Like,
well, good.
He had to like he's tried to apologize and it just never comes out right.
Right. he was being super nice and destroying every argument at the same time. It was weird. I mean, he was trying hard to be nice, but Billy Carson looked like he was about to cry the whole time. And it's like, hey, man, when you got the facts, you got the facts. What can I don't know what to say about it. Let's see. All right, I got one. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm looking.
My buddy shared this with me.
Oh, you're playing a clip? My bad.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Wow.
No.
No intrusive.
I thought you were just talking.
Wow. My buddy shared this with me, and I thought it was kind of cool. But this is Trump at the on an executive order.
Hey. has complied immediately, by the way. That's good. But I understand Maine. Is Maine here, the governor of Maine?
I seen it.
Are you not going to comply with it? Well, we are the federal law. Well, you better do it. You better do it because you're not going to get any federal funding at all if you don't. And by the way, your population, even though it's somewhat liberal, although I did very well there, your population doesn't want men playing in women's sports. So you better comply because otherwise you're not getting any federal funding. Every state. Good. I'll see you in court. I look forward to that. That should be a real easy one. And enjoy your life after governor, because I don't think you'll be in elected politics.
Nice.
Dude. I love that. I'm sorry. That's the way you handle things. I think,
right.
You
know, like, strictly business, take care of business. And honestly, I think that's one of the big differences between the left and the right. You know, the left is all about feelings, and Trump is absolutely not. So it's all about taking care of business. So, hey, next 4 years is going to be fun. See what happens.
And for that representative to say, you know, like, I'll comply with federal law. You're looking at the guy.
Right. What the fuck?
It's God.
All right. I got a clip of...
Thank you, Mike. Thank you for that clip. I'm not going to call him Big Mike, but thank you, Mike.
This is... I think it's Danny Trejo, the machete dude. He's talking about when he was locked up with Charles Manson.
You met Charles Manson in prison, didn't you? What was that story? Yep. Can you tell us that?
In the county jail. But let me tell you, Charlie wasn't the guy that you saw on the TV special. God, he was like 5'5", a little scrawny. He was poor, kind of like a bum, really. We found out that he could hypnotize you, and then he got us loaded on weed. And I said, well, get us loaded on heroin.
So you're saying that he got you guys loaded up on heroin or weed, but there was no heroin or weed in the room, right? He was doing this purely through hypnosis.
Me and Chato was like, we both got, he dumped in the sink, I dumped in the toilet. And, everybody was like shocked. One guy just woke up, Johnny Ronnie Cruz. He was like, well, what happened? And afterwards I asked him, how come you couldn't do him? And he asked, did you ever get loaded on heroin? He goes, no. He never got loaded. Your mind doesn't know how to react. If I tell you to do something while you're hypnotized and you haven't done it before or you don't know how to do it, you'll just wake up.
You've basically got unlimited access to anything that you want because he can just keep on hypnotizing you back into it. So you met Charles Manson.
Huh.
Pretty crazy, huh?
Yeah, very MK Ultra-ish.
Yep, exactly.
So what, in order to experience the heroin, you had to have done it before?
Well, it makes sense, you know?
Okay, yeah.
I mean, he's mind-fucking you into feeling like you're high on heroin, but if your mind doesn't already know what that experience feels like, how could it, you know, you don't know what to expect, you know, so it's not going to happen.
Wow.
So, remember when some of these rants Dana White goes on, like when somebody says something racist or homophobic, and he's like, hey, it's not my job to worry about what these guys say and blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, so now we got this new Jewish element in politics. Check out how he fucking switches up his game here.
Fucking dumb shit out of the way first here. I'm out here have fun doing power slap tonight. And I'm sure you guys heard what Bryce Mitchell said. If you haven't, he said some probably... I've heard a lot of dumb, ignorant shit in my day. But this one's probably the worst. When you talk about Hitler... He was responsible for the death of 6 million Jews, and he tried to completely eliminate a race of people. World War II was the deadliest war in history. 15 million military deaths, 45 million civilians, and 25 million soldiers were killed in World War II. Second of all, Hitler is one of the most disgusting and evil human beings to ever walk the face of the earth. And anyone that even tries to take an opposing position is a moron. That's the problem with the internet and social media. You provide a platform for a lot of dumb, ignorant people. We've obviously reached out to Bryce, and when we read what he said and let him know how we feel about it, we're beyond disgusted. So for those of you that don't know what's going on, good, you're lucky. For those of you that do, that's what I have to say about it.
You obviously give a long leash to your fighters about, you know, what they can say when they are up there with a UFC microphone and you are getting into territory of homophobia, transphobia. Like, is there...
I don't give anybody a leash.
Well, I'm saying you...
A leash? Free speech. Control what people say? Going to tell people what to believe? Going to tell people... I don't fucking tell any other human being what to say, what to think, and there's no leashes on any of them. What is your question?
I was asking that question. I'll move on, though.
Yeah, probably a good idea. That's ridiculous.
Okay, that second part was the old interview, you know, talking about how I used to approach these issues. But now that they're talking about Jewish people, you know, I'm pretty sure Trump probably maybe said something to him about that. I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. I don't have an opinion.
I don't know. It's kind of weird, man. Like, he pretty much flip-flopped on the whole thing.
Yeah, he did. I think a lot of them do. I've seen pictures of Trump and Elon with, like, those Hasidic Jews with the little curls and the hats.
Ashkenazi.
Yeah. Well, so I really don't know what to think.
Sounds like persuasion to me. Who knows what happened behind closed doors. I've got our I got our weekly Alex Jones clip. I'm going to try to play I don't know. There's somebody, they don't want their name known, but somebody sends me these at least once a week. So here's this week's.
I notice your kids both look retarded. They do. Your kids look like retards. How many freaking shots you giving them, you little? And they start freaking out. They go, and I go, yeah, I bet your kid was pretty smart till you gave him all those shots, but you worship. They start crying. I go, good, good. A couple other guys go, hey, buddy, I'll beat your asses too. Because I'm not going to kiss your asses anymore, you little scumbags. While you go along with the mass death of our species, why a bunch of scientific crazy people, mad scientists, set up this slow grid murder operation. The truth is, I'm right about all of it, and you know it.
Oh, man. That dude is an American treasure.
He needs his own, like, animatronic at Disneyland. The Hall of Presidents or something.
Yeah, but...
He would just be going off on rants.
Right. I love it.
Turning the frogs gay.
All right, we're back. I had to go on a coffee run. That's right, coffee. The sun's out.
30.
The sun's out. I got to be a good boy. But I think I'm going to fuck around and do a new intro, maybe a new outro.
Yeah, I don't like the
All right, I'm gonna. I got plenty of time now. Now, you know, when we do these 3 o'clock in the morning ones, I'll drink a bunch of beer, and then by the time it's over, I'm ready to go back to sleep. I'm up now, so I got time to mess with it. Who knows what time my wife's gonna wake up? Kids are already at work.
Dude, these people like can sleep in like for forever. It's insane.
Yeah. She don't feel good. She's been sleeping for a week, basically, you know?
Yeah. Hey, so this is really funny, just kind of like off subject, but so I had to go for work. I had to go and stop at a different location and pick up some items we needed for our inventory. And I'm just standing there at the counter. They're taking forever because they had no clue I was coming over. And I'm like, this person looks familiar. So then I leave. I'm backing out. And I'm like, huh, that card looks familiar. And then I leave. And then I'm on the, like a labor monitoring app or a sales activity app. And I look at who's working at that store. And I'm like, huh, that name looks familiar.
Well, who was it?
So this is a boss of mine from like the I worked at a staffing agency during like post pandemic. So nobody was looking for work. You know what I mean? Like we were in the building.
Yeah.
But there was nobody looking for work. Like, it was just kind of interesting because she fired me. And so it was kind of interesting to run into her, but come to find out. So I ran into her that day. She worked the next day, and then she quit.
Huh.
I don't know. But it's interesting because I also have a friend who might be listening because I was wearing this hat yesterday, last night.
Yeah.
That also worked at that same store. And I don't know, man. Like some people, him and I were talking because he lived with me for a little bit. And I was still working at the pizza place at the time. And he said he would hear my stories about how hard it was. And he said he didn't believe me.
Huh.
And now that he's working as a manager at one of these stores, he's like, holy shit. I've had some hard jobs, but not one like this. Dude, I'm telling you, like, the pizza game, like, it takes a special kind of person. Like, you got to be able to, like, get back up, like pull your britches up and, like, just make it through the day. You have to live with the understanding that, you know, closing time will come, and that's when it ends. Like, there is a finish line. You just got to make it there. And dude, like yesterday, I worked at a different store than my normal one. And we had back-to-back, like, over $1,000 hours.
Wow.
That's a lot of fucking food.
Yeah.
Especially when we're running a special that says any pizza for $10.99. Or for $9.99.
Must have been a lot of parties.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But, damn. But, yeah, it was a... Once I got home from work, I went over there to their store and kind of like hung out and just kind of talked. And I was like, damn, this sucks. I'm off work and I'm still at Domino's.
Huh. I was just looking at J. Edgar Hoover shit. You know who that is?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people think he was a homo.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Well, he was never married. And he left his entire estate to his assistant director, Clyde Tolson. Who some believe to be Hoover's lover. It's like they were always together. On his... says Hoover's private files included... 17,000 pages locked in his office. Although many were destroyed, files that survived and... Okay, now this doesn't really have to do with any gay shit. I thought that's what that was about.
You think people will say that when one of us passes away?
No. No, I don't. There's no chance of that. Come on, man. You know I'm not comfortable with this gay shit. I don't find it amusing. He basically was at war with the Kennedys, and they both wound up dead. So that's another thing. I'm gonna read a. There's a. It's out of an autobiography. Let me see. It says Bobby Kennedy and Hoover hated each other. Their private war played out on the fifth floor of the Justice Department headquarters where the rivals worked. One day, Hoover arrived to find Bobby had installed a buzzer in Hoover's office so he could summon the FBI director. Rip it out, Hoover ordered. Bobby then had a Justice Security walk his hairy Newfoundland dog, Brummis, into the hall outside of Hoover's office. The FBI director responded by barring Kennedy from using the FBI gym. Okay. Sounds like dumb shit. But they obviously didn't like each other. Go ahead.
I got some clips here. Hold on one second. So this guy asked AI, if I were the devil, how would I make women hate their role at home?
Yeah.
You know, like there's all these like unhappy women, you know, like they want to blame everybody and everything. But this is interesting what AI says.
Hey, ChatGPT, if you were the devil, how would you make women hate their role at home?
If I were the devil and I wanted to make women hate their role at home, I would start by changing the narrative. I'd take the beauty of sacrificing for your family, your husband, and your home and twist it into oppression. I'd make love feel like obligation and turn nurturing into servitude. I'd glorify everything outside the home and diminish everything within it. I'd make women believe that their value is only found in job titles, not in raising strong, righteous children. That fulfillment is only in chasing independence, not in building a legacy through family. I'd convince them that success means competing with men instead of embracing what makes them irreplaceable. I'd push materialism over meaning, self-interest over service, and convince them that being a wife and mother is settling, not succeeding. And once they reject the home, I'd make sure the world outside never truly fulfills them. I'd keep them chasing, comparing, and questioning why happiness always feels just out of reach.
Yeah.
Kind of interesting. I mean, ain't that the shit that's happening?
Yeah, but AI is not as smart as they give it credit for, because it could have said that. If they would have just said feminism, it would have saved them a lot of talk, because that's exactly what all of that is, summed up in a word, right?
Yeah, summed up in a word. But I think they try to blur the line on what it means to be a woman. You're either a woman or you're a feminist woman. Or you're not a woman. It's like you have to be hardcore in order to be a woman. And I don't know. I see a lot of that shit. Like, I see a lot of, like women that can pick and choose when something troubles them, when something makes them uncomfortable.
Right.
When something challenges them. When you know, like, your success gets in their way, they act different.
Right.
Like, it's a real fucking thing.
Well, it's another dividing point, right, between the left and the right.
Yeah.
Like on the right, I think it's more family values, like a woman is first and foremost is a wife and a mother. And on the left, it's more what they were just talking about, that type of shit.
Yeah.
But it's just like, more things to argue about, man. Really.
And it's poisoning the mind of the younger generation, the younger women, because their idea of being their idea of success is to kind of like step over people, which goes right against to like what a woman is. A woman is a nurturer, a builder, like, you know, like such the opposite of a man, you know, and they're trying to blur the lines, man.
Right.
I see it. But so you ever notice how like I'm changing the subject here, but our we can't change our batteries on our phones.
Right. It wasn't always like that.
Yeah, yeah. No, I remember ordering batteries from eBay or Amazon to replace in my Motorola something, you know.
Right.
But you can't now. But anybody ever wonder why?
Because they wouldn't be able to monitor you without a battery.
Switch to non-removable batteries at the same time. Do you ever think about that? They will tell you it's about making phones slimmer, more waterproof, but really it's about taking away your control. Back in the day, you could pop the battery out and boom. No power, no tracking, no eavesdropping. But now, hit that power button all you want, it's still on. It's still listening. Think about it. Alarms still work when your phone is off. App updates sneak in overnight. And what about airplane mode? Well, it turns out that's just a placebo. Your phone is always alive, always connected, and this wasn't just one company's idea. Every major brand, every model shifted at the same time. Not one gave us a choice. Now, why did this happen? Because the system needed it. It's all about control. They've created a device you carry willingly, one that tracks your every move, listens to your conversations, and beams it back to who? You don't know. And that's the scariest part. The tech didn't evolve to serve us. It evolved to watch us, and we just went along with it, didn't we? No questions, no pushback, just acceptance. This is just a theory, not a fact.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, man. If you take the battery out, they can't watch you and listen to you, right?
Yeah. It goes back to when we were talking about the developing the conspiracy soldier phone.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. What do we call it? Conspiracy soldiers wireless? Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a dumb forefathers.
Right.
But then, so you ever think about when you go pee, like certain things, like for example, I hate to admit this, but in my house, I guess I've lived with two women for so long. I know you're going to give me shit about this, but I pee sitting down.
Oh boy. Okay.
I just don't want to put the seat up and then put it down. Like, that's two separate transactions.
That's lazy, man. I mean,
you live in a house with women.
Yeah, I'm the only guy in this house. I live with three women right now.
Yeah. I just don't want to fuck it up, so.
I'm sure I forget to put it back down sometimes.
Yeah.
Depends how many cocktails I've had. I don't know.
But you ever think about like when you go to pee standing up, like where you aim at?
Yeah.
And like, I hate the fact that I'm like peeing and I'm like thinking about like where should I aim? Do I want to splash a lot?
I always piss in the water. That's what you're supposed to do.
All right, listen to this guy. He thinks about it.
When I'm peeing in a toilet, I don't pee directly into the water. I pee on the curved part of the bowl beside the water because I figure it splashes less. But when you're peeing that close to the edge, the sporadic tiny offshoots of pee become a greater threat. I'm not sure if the accumulation of these offshoots is greater than the potential splashback from peeing mid-bowl. It's possible that I'm thinking about this too much. Right. But it's also possible that I'm not thinking about this enough. It's possible. When I'm peeing in a toilet.
It sounded like comedy.
He could be overthinking it, or maybe he's just not thinking about it enough.
Sounds like he needs some hobbies.
And then, dude, this is real. I really do believe this. And I do think that you are a product of the people you surround yourself with. Like, it's like certain things are contagious. Like somebody's success, somebody's positivity, somebody's enthusiasm. It's all contagious. Just like somebody's depression and sadness and like just negativity could also be contagious.
Absolutely. But
this is interesting.
Sit within 25 feet of a high performer, your own performance improves by 15%. Here's the kicker. If you sit within 25 feet of a low performer, your own performance decreases by 30%. This means that our negative emotions are more contagious. That if you're around people who are low performers, whatever that means to you, who have negative cues, who are feeling anxious or tired or low confident, you could catch those cues and that affects your own performance. This is why it is incredibly critical to invest in the five people who you spend the most time with. You want to make sure those five people are the cues you want to catch. Do you like the cues they're sending? Do they give you the right motivation, feelings? Do they make you feel liked? Do they make you a better version of yourself? Sit within 25 feet.
Sorry.
Yeah. When she says like about the negative, there's more impact on the negative. I think that's... it's kind of like human nature because a lot of people don't do the jobs because they enjoy it. It's more of a financial driven thing. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, if you go back to the Bible, like when Jesus was calling the scribes and the Pharisees hypocrites, he was... it's like he was pissed off at the society that mankind has become, you know. And I mean, if you look at like the Garden of Eden, it's like you ain't got to do nothing. You know what I mean? But it's everything's money driven. But if, I mean, if you really like your job, I think those numbers would change. Because I really like my job, man. I'm not going to lie. I love it. And nobody's going to drag me down because I've already talked myself into it that I, you know, how much fun I'm having. But now I get that, though. And that's true.
Yeah I think in some of my pursuits, you know, in trying to, like, better my life, like, I do better when I surround myself with people with like not necessarily a positive mindset, but on the same wavelength of trying to be better. You know, like, we don't all have to be at that perfect spot at the peak of perfection, but we can all kind of like be walking the, you know, in a similar path or a similar journey and kind of share that energy to motivate one another to go further.
Right.
You know, but then there's people that just fucking want to drag you down.
Yeah, I'll just try to change the subject because I don't want to hear people bitching about work, you know. I just don't want to hear that. And I don't have to. Like, if somebody's talking to me that I don't want to hear it, I'll just fucking end the conversation, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I've been working at a different store lately, and the head person at the store, I come to find out she's got two kids, two sons, one on the way, so she's pregnant. She's like about to pop soon. She's 24. She's going to college for a psychology degree. And dude, she kicks ass. Like that's the kind of people you want to surround yourself with. Like somebody with like ambition like that.
Right. Yeah.
You know. Plus, I like pregnant women.
Oh boy. Oh, you got anything else? Huh?
Nothing I want her to hear.
Oh boy.
No, we got a. I think we got a lot of new listeners. I've been wearing the hat.
Yeah.
And
not to work.
Yeah.
I thought you weren't allowed.
Well, I don't wear it at work.
Oh, okay.
You know, like I wear it in and then I'll take it off, but I'll leave it somewhere where people can see it. So it's become kind of like a talking subject or a talking piece.
Nice.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
Oh, so you wouldn't tell anyone about this?
I've gotten more comfortable about it.
Yeah.
You know, especially because I think we're trying to do better. I think these morning ones are going to be better.
Right. Yeah, for sure. Because yeah. I'm not drunk. I mean, I think I would, regardless if we're drinking beer or not, I mean, you just got off of work, so you had a good 8-10 hours of sobriety. Now, me, I would go to bed at 9-10 o'clock after drinking a shitload of beer, sleep for 3 or 4 hours, and wake up and start doing it again. Now, you're going to get fucked up pretty easy doing that. Next thing I know, I don't remember what we talked about. Right.
You gotta go back and listen to the whole episode.
No, I don't. I don't like doing that.
Not even on silent.
What do you mean?
Sometimes I'll play it on silent just to get the view.
Well, I have to listen to the very beginning and the very end, and I stopped doing that because I got too comfortable before I upload it, and then last week it fucked up again. Somebody told me. Did you hear about that?
No.
Yeah, the beginning got cut off, which is what this has happened like 3 or 4 times. And the beginning gets cut off, and then the end doubles up. So it'll play like however much got cut off at the beginning, like let's say 30 seconds. The last 30 seconds will play, and then it'll play again. So I always used to listen to the very beginning and the very end after I noticed that or somebody would tell me about it. And then I got so comfortable that it stopped happening that I stopped doing it. And then last week it did it again. So I gotta remember to do that. It's a lot easier to remember though when you're not fucked up. Yeah. All right. So we done here or what?
Yeah, no, I'm excited about Cash Patel.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm ready, man.
Did you hear that shortly after Cash Patel got in that Diddy's lawyer bowed out of the case?
Yep.
Wonder what that's about.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I just know I paid a lot of money to keep my name off those lists.
Which ones?
All of them.
Okay.
But so somebody we haven't had on our show in a while, one of our sponsors that I've been talking about lately, we need to plug them in.
Life got you feeling down? Baby Billy's Health Elixir will lift you up. Heal the spirit to heal the body.
Cold, flu, strips, even COVID. Every disease cured with ease by this blessed formula based on ancient scripture. You just drink this tasty coconut silkiness every morning and that's it. Done. $100 for a 1 month jug. Additional jugs, only $65 pop. And I make nothing. Zero. Zilch. By the time I pay all my scientists, all my people in my research department, lab coats, it's a wash. Well, why you do it then, Baby Billy? Well, because I'm selfless, and I want to heal as many people as the dear Lord lets me.
Thank you, Baby Billy.
Baby Billy's Health Elixir. A miracle in a bottle. Not approved by the FDA.
Thanks, Baby Billy.
Thanks, Baby Billy.
But, dude, there's a new season coming out of The Righteous Gemstones.
Yeah, I heard. But it's going to be on HBO. Now, I got a Fire Stick. I can find it.
Yeah.
Not an illegal Fire Stick. It's just everything's perfectly legal.
Yeah. Hey, so remember how we always talk about taxes and the IRS? Yeah. What do you think is going to happen with that whole thing? You think Trump's really going to abolish it?
No, I don't think that's possible. That's the type of shit that gets you assassinated. I just can't see it happening. I hope it does. That'd be great.
What if we all just stop paying?
I mean, I'd be glad
that they do. I mean, I just don't get it. So you already tax me on my paycheck that I work for every week. You tax me on everything I buy at the grocery store and everywhere. Why do I need to spend time filing paperwork for you to know what you took from me?
Right, right.
You already got it.
Yeah. I mean, property tax on your house, sales tax on every item you buy. They're already...
You already paid for the house. Why are you paying taxes on it?
And you already paid taxes on everything you buy.
Exactly. Dude, it's such a fucking scam.
It is. And absolutely is, but...
Like, what if we all just stopped paying income tax? Like, you know, like, let's all agree we can pay sales tax and all these little bullshit, but for you guys to tax me at the end of the year even more, it's absurd. I don't know. There's something wrong. And I know I've talked about this on here, and I don't really give a fuck if the IRS comes after me, but I haven't paid taxes in a while.
I wouldn't have said that on air.
I don't give a fuck. But, dude, like, it's such a scam.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. Like, I see my paycheck every week, you know, like, I work so much, and then, like, the government gets a cut. It makes no sense. Like, I'm the one that went to work. Why is the government getting a cut?
True.
And then on top of that, at the end of the year, they're going to get another cut.
Right.
And I'm going to have to pay. It doesn't make any sense, man.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, some of these actors that get arrested for tax evasion.
Yeah.
Are like Wesley Snipes, I remember.
Because they try to pay it back. Don't fucking try to pay it back.
Huh.
Hide amongst the weeds. Yeah. But, yeah.
That'd be great if they abolish it and replace it with tariffs. I'm all right with that.
Yeah.
I'm all right with imports being a little more costly, because that's what's going to happen. But I mean,
it makes perfect sense.
All we really need is food, you know. Yeah.
You know, like, do you really need to be in Hawaii, in Honolulu, eating a Maine lobster? Probably not. And if you do want to eat a Maine lobster in Honolulu, Hawaii, you're definitely going to be paying for that fucking lobster to have been caught, for the plane ticket for that lobster, and then for it to have been cooked in Honolulu.
Yeah, but that's part of the United States still.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah, I get it.
You know.
All right, you want to wrap it up now?
Yeah, let's wrap it up. I usually don't.
I like these morning episodes better. You know what? I'm going to play, before we end it, I'm going to play Alex Jones one more time.
I notice your kids both look retarded. They do. Your kids look like retards. How many freaking shots you giving him, you little? And they start freaking out. They go, and I go, yeah, I bet your kid was pretty smart till you gave him all those shots, but you worship. They start crying. I go, good. A couple other guys go, hey, buddy, I'll beat your asses too. Because I'm not going to kiss your asses anymore, you little scumbags. While you go along with a mass death of our species, why a bunch of scientific crazy people, mad scientists, set up this slow grid murder operation. The truth is, I'm right about all of it, and you know it.
Oh, boy. All right.
Does that guy take cocaine or something, dude?
I'm sure there's something. Nice. All right, to the dude that sends me those, keep it coming. We love that shit. I'm always going to remind me always to replay it at the end of the episode.
Any voicemails or anything we didn't play last time?
I don't remember.
Yeah, because I think we were running out of time last time.
Yeah. No, I mean, the ones that I haven't played are kind of outdated anyway.
Okay.
We'll get caught up next week.
Hey, a little taste of nostalgia I want to give everybody out there is, remember the original Four Loko?
Yeah.
One can of the original Four Loko was supposedly the equivalent of 4 to 6 beers, 1 espresso shot, and 1 Red Bull.
Yeah. That shit was pretty. That's why they outlawed it. You didn't get drowsy like you're supposed to drinking.
Yeah. You got amped up. Like, I remember there was also Sparks.
I don't think that was as good.
No, it wasn't.
Didn't make headlines like Four Loko.
It also had caffeine in it. But man, those were wild days back then.
I'll tell you what. I go to the VFW sometimes. So I'll stop in to put in for the weekly or the daily drawing and shit. Them old timers will be sitting in there drinking coffee and vodka at friggin' noon. And they don't, you can go back at 8 o'clock and they're still sitting there. It works, man. All right. Anybody's got any questions, comments, bitches, gripes, complaints, conspiracysoldiers@yahoo.com. Conspiracy Soldiers on Instagram, YouTube. you can call in and leave a voicemail or a text, 313-583-7646. Anything else there, Julio?
What was that phone number? How can I remember it?
Or 31 Flu Frog 6, as in the Wuhan flu, FLU.
China.
From China. Dana.
China.
You got to get on Price. He's talking trash about the Jewish. We can't have that, Dana. Very bad.
You know what? So talking about the Gulf of Mexico, isn't
Gulf
there
of Mexico?
America?
Never
isn't
heard of that.
Isn't there North America, Central America, and South America? So why don't we name it the Gulf of America? Dude, it makes perfect sense.
Right. All right. See you. Thanks for listening, everybody. Tell all your friends. Give us good reviews and like and subscribe and all that shit.
Let me know if you find a gold in Fort Knox, people, please.
Oh, yeah. We might have a walkthrough like when Geraldo went to the... Where was that he walked through? I don't remember that. I mean, I remember it. I just don't know where it was.
My friend Mike mentioned that. I forget what it was.
All right, we'll have to look into and talk about it again next week.
Yeah.
All right, Conspiracy Soldiers is going dark.